Blog Talk Radio.
I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. So this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. You tuned to Time to Talk About It with your host, Pastor GWG Reporter, coming to you from the beautiful city of Orlando, Florida, the city where there's beautiful sunshine and palm trees blowing in the wind. Yes, 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 wish you were here. Oh, yes, we do. We thank God for you, you, and you being with us today. And we want to send you lots of love and hugs today, trusting that you had a safe and beautiful Memorial Day, and you did observe Memorial Day by doing what? Saluting some military personnel in some way. And we thank God for you today. We thank God for the military on these four corners of the world. We thank God for them, you know, with their lives, putting their lives on the line. We thank God for them. And we will continue to pray for them. Is that all right? Okay. We're going to continue to pray for them. You may have a son or daughter there, a grandson or what have you, in the military, so pray for them. Continue to pray for them, okay? All right. Today we are praying for Kimano. We are still praying for Kimano, who's on life support. All right, we are praying for him. Father God, in Jesus' name, Lord, we, Lord, know that you can do all things. Nothing is too hard for you, Lord. And we are putting Kimano in your hands today, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Touch him right now, Father. And also touch his mother, Vanetta. Touch her right now in the name of Jesus, God, as she, Lord God, go through this ordeal, Lord. Let her find some type of peace in it and glorify you in all this chaos that's going on in her life, Lord. And we thank you for it today, God. Lord, we thank you for touching Nicole Thomas, Lord. We thank you for touching her right now and touching her mom and touching his Jason's mom also, Father. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for touching them. We send the word of God to them right now in Jesus' mighty name. Lord, right now we ask you to touch Sidney McKenzie, God, in the UK. Touch him right now in Jesus' name. Make a way out of nowhere for him, Lord. Speak to his heart. Speak to his spirit right now in Jesus' name. We send that word to him at this hour. Father, touch Michael Simpson, Lord. Touch him, God, in Jesus' name. Let salvation, Lord, find him right now wherever he is, Father. Touch David Neverson right now. Let salvation find him wherever he is at this moment, Father God. In Jesus' name, we send the word to him right now, Lord God. We send it to his their families also right now. Father, touch Kelly Hill. Lord, let him continue to recover from his surgery, Father God, in Jesus' name, Lord. Continue to make him whole. Touch Pastor, Lord God, pardon me, Jesus, help me out. Touch right now in the name of Jesus, Pastor Mosley. In Jesus' name, touch her right now, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Now, you know the enemy don't want us to go through with this. But you know what? we going through anyway, aren't we? We're going to push around through it, aren't we? Thank you, Jesus, for touching Pastor Mosley. Father, we thank you for touching the Ritter family there in St. Thomas. We thank you for it, God. Lord, we thank you for touching Michael Whitted Jr. Lord, we thank you for touching him right now, wherever he is, right now in Jesus' name. Lord, we send forth the word to Curtis Harris, God, that you would touch him today in Jesus' name, Lord. Father God, we ask you to touch Carla Scott right now in Jesus' name, God. Touch her mind. Lord, we ask you to touch Chris with it in Jesus' name. Lord, touch him, Lord, in a mighty and miraculous way, Father. He needs a touch from you today, Father God. Oh, God, have mercy right now. In Jesus' mighty name, we thank you for it today, God. Touch all the pastors that are going through, the Brookses, God. Touch them right now, Dan West Palm Beach, Lord, touch them in the mighty name of Jesus, God. And we thank you for it, God. Touch their congregation right now, Father, in Jesus' mighty name. Oh, God, have your way in these pastors' lives that's going through, God. And they're under such strains, Father God. Pastor Bell there in Jacksonville, touch her, God. Almighty, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, touch this one, Pastor Lord, me. Glory be to God in Jesus' name. Touch it today, God. Almighty, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. You know God is still good. And you know, he can work all he want him, but I'm still going to press on. Amen. I can't press no more. We got a backup here. Mm-hmm. Amen. We do have a backup. Yes. Excuse me. All right, let me give you a word for today. Few can be champions. All can be cheerful. Few can be heroes. All can be brave. Few can be famous. All can be grateful. Few can be rich, all can be generous. Few can be saints, all can be kind. Would you like to hear that again? Mm-hmm. Few can be champions, all can be cheerful. Few can be heroes, all can be brave. Few can be famous, all can be grateful. Few can be rich, all can be generous. Few can be saints, all can be kind. Are you in the few or what today? Praise God. Now, I'm going to talk with you today a little bit. And we're going to start with, let's start with Exodus. We're going to start in the 8th chapter of Exodus. All right, and we'll go from there and talk to you just a little bit on this on the subject. And the 16th verse, 8th chapter and the 16th verse. And the Lord said unto Moses, say unto Aaron, stretch out thy rod, smite the dust of the land, that it may become lice throughout all the land of Egypt. It make you think twice about dirt, don't it? Insane. And they did so, for Aaron stretched out his hand with his rod and smote the dust of the earth, and it became lice in man and in beast. Now, did you hear what that said? Now, I had to look at this again. I got to read this again. He stretched out his hand with his rod and smote the dust of the earth, and it became lice in man and in beast. Now, I just thought it was on the ground before, thought the dust had turned. But then if we made from the earth, so therefore the dust that we were made from became lice too. Have you ever thought of that? That's kind of strange stuff, ain't it? All the dust of the land became lice throughout all the land of Egypt. Did you hear me say? All the dust of the land. So if man was made from the dust of the earth, the dirt and all of this and sand and whatever you want to call it, then the dust in us became lice. Lord, have mercy. And the magicians did so with their enchantment to bring forth lice, but they could not. So there were lice upon man and upon beasts. Then the magician said unto Pharaoh, "This is the finger of God." And Pharaoh's heart was hard, and he hearkened not unto them. And the Lord had said, "Now these magicians had sense, didn't they?" They say, "This is the thing of God, because we can't do nothing with this here." And the 20th verse say, "And the Lord said unto Moses, rise up early in the morning and stand before Pharaoh. Lo, he cometh forth to the water, and say unto him, thus saith the Lord, let my people go, that they may serve me. Else, if thou wilt not let my people go, behold, I will send swarms of flies upon thee and upon thy servants and upon thy people and into thy houses. And the house of the Egyptians shall be full of swarms of flies, and also the ground whereon they are." Oh, my God, it gets worse, don't it? "And I will sever in that day the land of Goshen, in which my people dwell, that no swarms of flies shall be there, to the end thou mayest know that I am the Lord in the midst of the earth." Now, think about this now. What do you want to do here? Think about what you want to do. You want to go to the land of Goshen, or you want to be in Egypt? Where you want to be? Well, I'm here to tell you, I want to be where ain't no swarm of flies is. That's where I want to be now. I don't know where you want to be right about now. But when you think about this, all these lice in men, do you reckon that's why they have lice in their hair? You know, in the schools, they say lice be in people's hair and everywhere, and they done made some medicine for the lice. Is that why? Think about it now. We're just giving you some food for thought, that's all. Now, listen, let's go on a little further. "And I will put a division between my people and thy people. Tomorrow shall this sign be." And the Lord did so, and there came a grievous swarm of flies into the house of Pharaoh, into his servants' houses, and into all the land of Egypt. The land was corrupt by reason of the swarm of flies. How many of you like a fly? Now, you know good and well, flies is nasty. Now, if they have a swarm of these little nasty things, I mean, you know, God just don't play, do he?
No.
When he say do something, he mean what?
To do it,
right? Now, you are gambling with your life, your sanity, and everything else by not obeying God. You're putting your family in jeopardy, your friends in jeopardy, your church and everything else in jeopardy because of your disobedience. You see what I'm talking about? Now, we just want to talk about these flies. See them flies, all them flies? Now, you say, why you don't talk about the lice? Well, now, you know, everybody must have lice, huh? Some way. But we're going to talk about the flies right now. Ecclesiastes, the 10th chapter, says in the first verse, dead flies cause the ointment of the apothecary to send forth a stinking savor. So do a little folly him that is in reputation for wisdom and honor. Dead flies. Now, it's better for to have a dead fly than a live one, right? But any way you look at it, it stinks, according to this word here. It sends forth a stinking savor, a smell. Sin is like dead flies. Did you hear me? He said, because a little folly him that is in reputation for wisdom and honor. Little folly, little sin. There's sin somewhere, and it's stinking. Okay? Now, let's think about this here. You know that every time you have a picnic, the flies come, don't they? Huh? And you be fighting them flies. You be just fighting them flies, don't you? Think about it. Now, you have learned how to identify flies too, haven't you? Because the first thing you say, is that a blowfly? Huh? Because when the blowfly comes around, he's a big joker too, ain't he? And he do what? You don't want him to touch nothing you gonna put in your mouth. Huh? Because he's gonna do what? Taint it. It become infested. Spoiled. It's no more good. You can't eat it. Now, I know you may eat it if you want to now. But why a fly? Well, God brought it to you. Why a fly? Because he stinks. Why a fly? Because he does what? He ruins things. So you got people around that are just like that fly. Now, per se, I ain't saying they got a body odor. I'm just saying they stink. Because they're in sin, and they want to rub that sin off on you. They want you to sin because they sin it. Come on, now. Think about it. Think about it. You don't think about these things, do you? Now, I just made a few little notes, and I wish I'd have made more notes on this. You know, praise God. But I didn't. But I thought about this blowfly because we see them a lot. And then I was sitting there thinking, I said, now, where does these gnats and flies come from when the fruit is in the house? Ain't no doors or windows open, but all of a sudden they flying around. So does the fruit of vegetables contain the fly?
Yep.
Think about it now. I'm going to go a little bit further. I'm carrying you just a little bit further. Now, think about this. They are grown in dirt and sand, is they not? Diane says she ain't going to eat no more. And this is where they're born in. And they come from. And when, think about it now, I want you to think. When that fruit go bad, what does it become? Dirt. If you try tasting a fruit that's going bad, it tastes like sand or dirt. You don't think about it because Diane ain't going to eat it anyway. But, see, so it already has the ingredients to become
Because everything that we eat was grown from the dirt. We come from what?
The dirt.
The dirt, did we not? Did he not make us from that dirt? Hmm? So everything else is grown because it's planted where? In the dirt. Y'all didn't think about that, huh? So therefore, when God made all these insects, he made them for reasons another, for one reason or another. Now, I really don't know what the function of a fly is, but I know I just don't like him. Huh? Because he is dirty, nasty, he infests things. Hmm? When you got that kind of fly, he infests stuff, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Especially your food, and you know you don't lie. I know y'all say, ooh, I hear you right now. I don't see you, but I hear you. And these things are there. But think about this. Do you have to be a blowfly? Are you a housefly? Huh? What's the difference? The housefly is around doing the same thing the blowfly doing. Huh? It's just you notice that blowfly because he's bigger. And soon as you see him, you try to kill him, don't you? Hmm? Yes, you do, because you don't want no blowfly around your house. You don't want them houseflies in your house, do you? You try to get rid of them. So now listen, let's bring it down to this. If you're in sin, you need to get rid of it. Kill it dead. Kill the sin dead. Throw it around out in the garbage somewhere because it will contaminate you and everything you love. You think it won't touch your children, but that sin will cause your children to sin too and become hard for you to handle and anybody else. And then you try to take them and tell the cops to take care of them, and they ain't going to do nothing but beat them, kill them, and whatever, all of that. Hmm? So you have infested your child. Huh? Then you want to send them to school and want the school to make them brand new, want them to transform them after you have infected them with your sin. Hmm? So you just like that blowfly. Mm-hmm. Come on, help me now. Come on now. I know it sounds crazy, but think about it. Hmm? You become that fly, and you don't understand the fact that you are the one that have contaminated your child. Then you want the school to fix it. Then if you let them go to church, you want the church to fix it. Now, the church may be able to help them, but then if you don't get rid of the stink smell, then when they come back home, they're going to be contaminated again. Hmm? See? Because of that fly nature. See? The fly nature only know nasty things. It gets into the feces of these animals and it sucks on the dead fruit and stuff like that. That's all it can do. Do you want to be named that? I trust you don't. Hmm? I trust you want to be something good. You want God to keep you alive and well, and you want you to be a sweet smell. That's what he wants you to be. Mm-hmm. This is what he made you to be, a sweet smell, but you prefer to be contaminated. Who contaminated you? Was it that dog manure? Cat manure, horse manure, because flies love to hang around nasty stuff. So then you love to hang around with nasty stuff. You become nasty. I know you don't like that word, but stink and nasty, they're the same thing. Hmm? I know it's a little off the beaten path of what we talk about, right? Hmm? But I can make you feel a little bit good. How about being a slain fly? Hmm? A slain fly. knowing right from wrong. If we use that word, in that case, you'll be what? Knowing what's right from wrong. And you will always be keen of thought and keen with the knowledge to do well and do good and look good and smell good too. You can be that. Yes, you can. But there are many unknown flies, and I was looking it up, and you know there is so many. It would take me all day to name all the flies, and I don't want you to be any of those flies. I don't want you to be the dragonfly, always working on somebody for them to do bad. I don't want you to be on that field. I don't want you to be running around from place to place and causing disturbances and upsetting people. Do you see what I'm saying? I don't want to see you do that. I don't want you to be that poisonous fly. You know, there is a poisonous fly, and it's called a mananita. A mananita. That's what it is. It's poison. And it comes from mushrooms mostly time. That fly is mostly, it feeds on mushrooms. And you know there's mushrooms that's poisonous. You can't eat some mushrooms, you see. And you have to know which one to pick. Now, I don't know if you know which one to pick, but you can't eat all the mushrooms. Because some of them is poisonous. It's called the fly amanita. Amanito, that's it. That's how you pronounce it. It's like a Greek name. It's what it is. But it's poisonous. Are you that type of fly? Are you flying around and contaminating people? You go from church to church, spreading your venom and contaminating things, touching it, flying on it, and flying off of it, and all this. Are you one of those ones that just drain the blood out? You know, there's one fly, I forgot his name. I don't know if it's the cannon fly or what, but it drains the blood, and it's contaminated. You see? So you say, why are you referring to people like that? That's because some of them are flying around doing these things. They are running from person to person, contaminating and talking and running their mouth. And if the person don't think like them, they want to make sure they leave that venom there so they can begin to think like them and be poisonous and infecting them. And when they infect them, the other people infect somebody else, so it becomes, very, very bad up in the churches and in the church world. You ever seen them kind of people? They go from one church to the other, fly from one to the other. And they do what? They have, you know, the fishermen have a fly hook, you know. When they fishing, they have a fly hook that look like a fly, and they throw it out there to hook some fish. So that's what some of them be doing, go from place to base, casting their hook out, see who they can grab hold of. Because misery love company. They don't want to be by themselves in their little ways and contaminating people, And they think they're not doing any good. They're doing any a bad thing, brother. They think they're doing good. But they try to hurt the church because somebody else don't like God and they mad with God. So they want to hurt everybody, want everybody to think like them. So when are you going to be your own man far as that go, think independently of that blowfly? You're not going to allow it to land on you or anything that you have. You're going to protect your children. You're going to protect your family the best you can by looking unto the hills with come your help. Your help come from the Lord that made the heavens and the earth. You're going to get right with God. You're going to stay right with God. You're going to continue on with God. You will not allow them to contaminate you or your family. Because you're going to keep them under the blood. See, even though here was Pharaoh out here couldn't see for looking, and he didn't care about it was God, when those his magicians begin to talk about that's the finger of God, he didn't care. He got madder. Who is God? He want to know, who is God? What you mean? You mean to tell me y'all can't do this to you? I pay you some money. I pay you big money to be a magician. And you can't show them that you got power? You told me you had power. You know, just paraphrasing here. You told me you have power. What you mean you ain't got power to conquer this? Show him up. Show him up that you got power. Ain't no God. You know, this is what's going on in the world today. A lot of blowflies is running around. And them blowflies is saying there is no God. And you falling into the trap. It done hooked you. And you are swinging on the line. That's what you're doing. And they trying to reel you in. See? That's what you're doing. Why can't you just be one of those know that that's a lie? Why can't you be free and do what? Take up wings like an eagle and fly away? Take a flight? Go higher? Fly to the light? Why can't you do that? Instead of allowing it to spoil you, you allow it to infest you that you'll become so infested you don't even want to go to church no more. You don't want to go to church no more. Well, what's the use of going? Ain't no God. Well, now, you don't have no God, but you don't say that about other people. They have a God. The God, the only true and living God, the God is the Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and he is my God. He is my God and King of kings and Lord of lords. He is, and he should be yours, but you don't know that yet. See, I'm going to tell you what you like. You just like a flywheel. You know what a flywheel do? Do you know what a flywheel do? It rotates. It's always in motion. Rotates. Going to the next speed. Going somewhere else. It's on that machine. It's going to the next speed. It's going and going and going. Round and round. Just going in motion. You are steady in motion to do what? Contaminate. That fly, if you got some meat in there or some food up there, it would fly on everything you got on your table. That blowfly would do that. See? It's done what? It's motivated by a flywheel because it goes from one piece to the other because it want to mess up the whole thing. And if it mess up you, it want to mess up your family. You know how the witchcraft workers do. They try to harm your entire family. They blowfly. They are blowfly. And they try to mess up your entire family. You know that. Not just you. They ain't happy just messing up you. They going to mess up your family. Want to make you poor as Job's turkey. It want to just do you bad, sick. And down and out and suffering, continually. That's what it does. That's why it's like a flywheel. It rotates. It stays in motion, moving from one thing to the other, contaminating. Are you one of those? I sure pray not. I pray that you're not like that. You're not letting sin reign in your mortal body. I pray today that you not, will not fall into that trap, oh, that the devil has set for you. I pray you didn't fall into that. Come on, get up, and why don't you take those wings of an eagle and fly away? Fly away from all the dirtiness. Fly away from sin, the things that God has told you were sin. Fly away from it. I know you know, because right and wrong was built in you. So that old blowfly come in there and try to contaminate the fact that it was in you and trying to hide it from you so that you can keep sinning. You don't know you free. You are free. The light of God has come. It has come to free you, to set you free. Yes, it has. Now, what you going to do about it? We have an antidote for the poison, and it's Jesus Christ. He is the antidote for the poison that you've taken into your life. He will cleanse you, all that toxic that is built up inside of you. Jesus will cleanse it from you and make you every whit whole. Do you know who you are today? What kind of fly are you today? You're flying away from all of sin and shame that has been in your life, where you've listened to the wrong voice telling you the wrong things to do. Come on, talk to me now. Talk to me. Which fly are you at today? Where you flying at? I just want to know where you flying at. Let go. You see, some of those fish don't take that fly rod that they put in the water when they be trying to catch them fish. Some of them know what it is. They know, say, hey, that's a fake. Can't you tell that blowfly, say, you're a fake. Get out of my life. You're not going to contaminate me and my family. I'm standing for Jesus. I'm standing on the promises of the Lord. You can't tell them that. Come on now. Tell them. Talk to that devil, Say, I'm going to get my fly swatter. I'm going to get my fly swatter. And I'm getting my fly swatter, and I'm going to swat you round away from here. Get out of my house. Get out of my life. Get off my children. Get off of everything that I have. Get off of it right now and start to swat him. Get your fly swatter now. That's what you got to do. That's the only way you can come. You want to swat him. And then you got to have Jesus written on it. Jesus on that fly swatter, and you stop swatting. Pop, 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 pop him. I know sometimes he get away from you, don't you? But you keep on till you get him. You know how you get that newspaper and you try to get him. And you keep going till you get him too, don't you? Well, why don't you do today? Get rid of sin out your life. Keep swatting. In other words, keep fighting. Fight the good fight of faith. That's what you have to do today. Fight the good fight of faith. And watch God work for you, He'll take away all of that, All the pain. He'll take away all that thinking there's nobody love you. He'll take away all your insecurities. He'll take it away from you. I know he'll do it, but you've got to trust him. I told you he'll take all that poison out of you, all that toxins out of you. As they call it, toxic waste, he will get rid of it. Yes, he will. Oh, yes, he will. He definitely get rid of it. You don't have to be a flywheel no more. You don't have to be running all over the place and trying to have some company while you miserable. Because that's all it is, having company while you miserable. Mm-hmm. So now I don't know what kind of fly you are. There's lots of flies. There's lots of flies out there. You could be any one of those flies. But today I would not want to be the dead fly. Hmm? They got killed. Huh? I wouldn't want to be it. Yeah, there you go. As Michael say, let you hang up my fly paper. Do they sell that anymore? I don't know where they sell fly paper anymore. Because you used to see fly paper hanging up in people's house to catch them flies. Well, you don't have your doors open much no more, so I guess it don't be too many of them. Praise God. But throw up a fly paper. Huh? Come on. Catch the fly. In other words, put Jesus up in your house and he will catch all them dead flies. Hello, huh? Come on now, yes, Jesus is the one. You know, it's time to get baptized and filled with the Holy Ghost. That's what it's time for, huh? Don't smell no more, but be that sweet-smelling Savior. You know, have him aboard, uh-huh. Sweet Rose of Sharon. Oh, my God, beautiful smell, beautiful, huh? Didn't you hear it today? Yes, let's see what Mike is going to say. We're going to let him get on this.
Yeah, Dr. Porter done got into her scientific mode today. So we're trying to figure this out now about these flies and stuff of that nature. I can understand where she's coming from about them different types of flies, because we all been in that situation. When we was out in the world, we was one of them blowflies. So let's face that. We was contaminated. So let's face that. We was a contaminated fly when we was out there in the world. So we had to get our wings clipped so we can come under the fold of Jesus Christ. And that's what it's all about, coming unto the fold of Jesus Christ, getting it done, getting things in order. You know, because, you know, when Apostle was talking about them flies, I was sitting up there saying, you know, as you say, people don't leave their doors open no more like they used to. You know, they used to have the doors open with the screen open and stuff like that there, whatever, and the flies be in the house. They had their no pet strips up, you know, for the flies. And some people had fly paper. Some people even had them little plants called the Venus fly traps, trying to catch the flies. So, you know, they had a number of things. So that goes to show you God has a number of things to get us caught up, to get us done, to eradicate the problem. And that's the whole idea. We need to eradicate all these sinful problems. And that's the thing about it. We stay too much in the fold of sin that we become where we are. And we need to get out of that. Because of the fact of the matter is, Jesus loves us, and if he didn't love us, he wouldn't care for us. He wouldn't reach out his hand to get us out of these things, in these predicaments that we find ourselves in, as Pharaoh found himself in, and he hardened his heart even more, which didn't make any sense, but he was stubborn. That's the only way we can put that. He was stubborn. He couldn't see being outdone. No kind of way, and that's my bottom line. God made sure that his magicians couldn't do what God can do. And you see, and the thing about it is, we got to understand that things can't happen and do what God can do. What God can do for us, no man can do. And we got to understand that, because God has his hand in it. God has his hand on the doctors. God has his hand in on everything we do. So we got to feel that we're blessed, because God has us blessed. As the doctor chief would say, we don't need to be worried about the fly swatter because we're not those type of flies anymore. If we were those type of flies, we got to worry about the fly swatter. There's always something that's going to try to squash you. There's always something going to be in the way. It may be mental. It may be physical. It may be other things. It may be monetarily, but it's something that's going to squash your confidence. It's something that's going to squash your mentality on how you're thinking. There's always something going to be up, and this is why we need to stay out of that. We need to stay off of these things. We need to put up God around us and stay with God around us because that's how we're going to make it. If we don't understand how we're going to make it, we're going to make it. And I was looking at 2 Samuel 22 and verse 37, where it says, "Thou hast enlarged my steps under me, so that my feet did not slip." And I was thinking about that as Apostle was talking, and I was saying, "How God enlarged my feet so I don't slip." And that's what we got to understand. If we're going to take steps, make sure we take good steps. Make sure we take good steps. If God enlarge your feet, you can take good steps. If your feet too small, you're going to slip. So that's all the way you're going to say that, you know, because you're taking baby steps. Let's get out of taking those baby steps and taking a mature step. And that's what it's all about. Take a mature step. Let's not take baby steps anymore. Let's take a mature step. Because, you know, when you take baby steps, a baby going to take a few steps, they're going to wobble and they're going to fall. Some may cry, some may get up, some may laugh. You know, so that's what we got to understand. We got to be endurable as they are because they do get back up and they try again. And that's the whole point. We have to get back up and try again. We have to stay up and take mature steps. As we grow older and as we grow up, we take more mature steps. We make more mature answers. We have more mature things that we do. You know, the thing about it is, if we're out there and we're running around here being like a fly and we're all over the place, see, that's where the thing is. We're flying all over the place with no sense of direction. We just flying. We just all this way, that way, zigzag and zigzag. You know, we're all over the place. So let's try to have a sense of direction. Let's try to have a point. You know, the fly's point is to land on something, to lay eggs. Mm-hmm. That's the fly's point. Mm-hmm. Now, we don't want them eggs to be landed around us so we can have more little gnats and flies around us. That's why everybody roll up a piece of, and why does everybody just got to find a piece of newspaper to hit the fly? You know, I just thought about that. Everybody always find a piece of newspaper. You either get a piece of newspaper or you shoot. You know, and that's what they use for to get a fly. A newspaper or the shoe. And I wonder why that is. Those are two things that people use to get the fly. They can have a fly swatter in the house, but they feel more comfortable with the newspaper or a shoe. Now think about that. So how do you want to be squashed, with newspaper or a shoe? You should stay calm and stay with Jesus so you wouldn't have to be squashed with a newspaper or a shoe, because that's what the devil is trying to squash you with. And people don't want to get into that understanding that's what the devil want to do. The devil want to squash you, especially when you make that step toward the Lord. Once you make that step toward the Lord, that's when the devil come at you. He don't worry about you long as you in sin because he already got you. But once you make that step, it's on then. You know, so try not to get stuck being a fly, because you can get stuck. Because once you get stuck on that paper, you there for life. That's what happens. Now, we got to try not to get stuck on that paper. We got to try not to stay into that. We need to stay away from that paper. If we going to be a fly, be a good fly. A firefly. a firefly runs around and it lights up. So it has no harm to nobody. It just flies and lights. Mm-hmm. People always, that's right, people always want to put the light out. You know, I wonder why that is. You know, that's something to think about also. You know, but the thing about it is, like I say, if we want to be a good fly, we got to become an understanding of God. We got to come understanding that God is the one that's with us. He's there to help us. He's there to bring us unto the fold. But do we understand that what the fold is? Do we understand what God is? See, a lot of times people like the Dr. Porter was saying, what about the understanding? What about trying not to be a blowfly? Let's stay out of being a blowfly. Let's stay out of being one of them poisonous flies, whatever that name was. I'm not even going to try to butcher the name up right now. But whatever that fly was, that poisonous fly, let's try not to be poison and trying to poison other people with poisonous thoughts, poisonous doing, poisonous being. And that's the whole idea. Let's try not to try to poison people with this stuff. Let's try to put that goodness into people. Let's try to put that goodness in people. Let's try to help people, bring people up. You know, let's not, you know, that being that poisonous person is really no good. It comes to no good to nobody but just to drag people down. And you don't want to drag others down. You know, maybe you want to drag other people down with you. Because like everybody says, misery loves company. And misery always want to pull somebody into that misery. So why is that? Why does people want to pull everybody into misery? You know, and that's another good question. Why does misery love company? You know, and the thing about it is, if misery loves company, do good love company too? Do happiness love company? Everybody says it does, but do we do it? See, the thing about it is, do we do it? Misery get more people than happiness does. That's strange, but true. Because you can be happy and somebody will say, what you so happy about? That's the first thing come out their mouth because they're sad set. So, therefore, you could say misery tries to pull down happiness. So let's try to keep happiness to pull misery down, to get misery out of the picture. Let's try to overcome these things. Let's try to overcome what we have to do and what's coming forth, because we need to keep God in mind and keep God with us and keep God in the understanding that we need to come forth and step forth into the marvelous light. And that's what it's all about. Step forth into the marvelous light. Let's keep God in motion. Let's keep God in our path. Let's keep God. Let's put it this way. Let's let God clip that blowfly's wings so the blowfly can't fly anymore. Let it crawl and let the ants eat it afterwards. Because, you know, once a blowfly hits the ground, the ants come and take it away. They don't care. So that's what we got to understand, because there's always something for something. There's always something that's going to be around something. So we got to come unto that fold, and we got to come unto that realization to the real world under that understanding also, because God has a plan for us, but we got to be the one that accepts that plan. We got to be the one that stay into this plan that God has for us. And the thing about it is, do we understand the plan? Do we understand that God wants us to be saved? He wants us to be happy. He wants us to be the feel rich. He wants us to be well. But the thing about it is, we can't be well and come under the fold if we study thinking this way, that we're not. We got to stop thinking that way. And that's where we get bound up at, because we thinking we're a certain way when we're not. We're thinking down rather than think up. So let's not think down, let's think up. Let's try to stay up. Let's try to stay on top. Let's try to stay alive and don't let the flies get squashed. Don't get squashed. Be a good fly. Be a firefly. Be a firefly. You understand? Be floating around, lighting up everything, lighting up people around you. And see, and that's what a firefly does. It just lights up things. And why can't you just light up things? And that's what we should be. We should be a light for people around us. We should be a light through all this. We should be a light through the turmoil. We should be a light through the aggravation and the agitation and things. We should be a light. I know it's hard, but we should try. As long as we put our best foot forward, we can make it because you're putting your best foot forward. Don't try to half step. Try to put the whole step. As God says, thou hast enlarged my feet. Enlarge your feet so you can do what? Not to just stand there. Do you keep moving? As they say, keep it moving.
Like a flywheel.
Keep it moving. And that's what we got to do. Keep it moving. And now I'm going to turn it over to Sister Diane.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. That was an awesome word. I tell you, those flies, what fly are you? Ooh, that was awesome. Dr. Porter and Deacon Michael, I tell you, God is good. Think about that today. What kind of fly are you? Tune in every Wednesday and Thursday to Blog Talk Radio. My call-in number is 347-857-3925. That's 347-857-3925. That's every Wednesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. You can also tune into blogtalkradio.com/ Time to Talk About It and listen to each and every segment that Apostle Porter has put out there. I tell you, the word is rich. It is rich. It is rich. Every Friday night, we have the Wailing Walls Prayer Line hosted by our very own Elder Whitted. That call-in number is 218-548-6746, code 3333#. That's 218-548-6746, code 3333#. That's every Friday night at 11 p.m. So come on, let's pray one for another and tear the devil kingdom down. Let's pray for our unsaved loved ones. I tell you, God is awesome. We can never get too much prayer. Every Monday at 3 p.m., we have Deacon Michael with I'm Just Saying. That call-in number is 917-889-2211. That's 917-889-2211. That's every Monday at 3 p.m. Also, we have Bishop Porter sits in with him during his broadcast. So, you know, you can call. Maybe you need prayer. You have a question, call in. You can call in on Mondays at 3 p.m. or you can call in on Wednesdays and Thursdays at 9 a.m. in the morning. Or better yet, try calling in on Friday as well, Friday night at 11 p.m. Okay? Also, we are looking for donations to get a van or a bus to transport kids to and from school. Yes, we know that the school year is almost out, but it's never too late. They still walk to school. Okay, no donation is too small. No donation is too big. That address is P.O. Box 2228, Apopka, Florida, 32704. That's P.O. Box 2228, Apopka, Florida, 32704, and address it to the City of Victory. Till then, you be blessed and tune in tomorrow at 9 a.m.
Could not find. then I kneel down to pray. Pray, help me please. Then he said, you don't have to cry, 'cause I'll supply all your needs. I stop worrying
how the story is.
When I let go,
I let go,
and I let
God,
let him have,
let God have his way.
That's when things start happening.
I stop looking at back then.
When I let go,
I let go,
and
I let God,
let him have. Find my way, and oftentimes I struggle from day to day. I have to realize that it's not my battle, it's not my battle to fight. I have to know if I put it in his hands, everything would be alright.
Let God.
You can handle it all, yes,
let go.